With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden raised eyebrows this week when he described two U.S. allies as xenophobic countries.
The surprising comments came during a fundraiser here in Washington when the president argued that migration has been good for the U.S. economy. He said that Japan and India were struggling economically because they're xenophobic countries that do not welcome immigrants. Both nations are U.S. allies, and the president's remarks came just 3 weeks after Mr. Biden hosted the Japanese prime minister for a lavish official visit. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Diplomatic efforts are intensifying in Cairo this weekend. International mediators are working to establish what they hope will be an agreement between Israel and Hamas. Former ambassador to the U.S. from Israel, Dr. Michael Oren, says there's clearly a unified force behind all those anti-Israel demonstrations on campus.
Clearly, this is being funded and organized in an attempt not to just to transform American policy from pro to anti-Israel. The chance is an effort here to subvert American higher education.
Dr. Oren was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. President Biden presented 19 recipients with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Last night, the nation's highest civilian honor is presented to individuals who made exemplary contributions to the prosperity and values of the U.S. The RNC is suing to stop Nevada from being able to count mail ballots received in election offices after Election Day.
State law allows the counting of ballots received up to 4 business days after Election Day if they were postmarked before the end of voting. The RNC's federal lawsuit contends this violates the U.S. Constitution's provision there is only one day for Election Day. The suit is one of several trying to end the practice of counting mail ballots received after Election Day, which is legal in 19 states. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
This is SRN News. The CDC has issued a new report on fertility.
And it's down again, dropping to 1.62, which is well below the standard replacement rate of 2.1 for industrialized countries. The U.S. fertility rate is the lowest it's been since the government began compiling records some 100 years ago. There were just about 3.6 million total births in the country last year, the lowest number since 1979. The U.S. has been below the replacement rate since 2007. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging on America's college campuses, Congress is considering a bill that would require universities to be monitored by the federal government. Congressman Richie Torres and Mike Lawler, a Democrat and a Republican, have introduced a measure that would allow Washington to send anti-Semitism monitors to the campuses of colleges and universities around the country. This is SRN News. U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar and his wife have been indicted for allegedly helping a country in the Middle East. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A federal indictment says the couple accepted nearly $600,000 from an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and bank in Mexico. In exchange, the indictment says Cuellar agreed to advance the interest of the country and the bank in the U.S. Cuellar has released a statement saying he and his wife are innocent of all the allegations. I'm Mike Hempen.
Nippon Steel has posted the expected closing of its $14 billion takeover of U.S. Steel by 3 months after the Department of Justice released more documentation. Tokyo-based Nippon says it's cooperating with a request and says a deal is still expected to go through. The sale has already been approved by U.S. Steel's shareholders. More on these stories at srnnews.com.